Consumer spending is way down because of COVID-19. As a result, many businesses in Hawaii are struggling with falling demand for their services and plummeting revenue. Nonprofits providing essential services in the community are facing a different problem, a surge in demand for their services, but big reductions in the amount of money coming in. Most businesses generate revenue in a pretty straightforward way. They provide a service or a product, and we pay them. But the picture is a little more complicated for nonprofit organizations. Private donations, service fees, and government grants are just a few of the many ways in which nonprofits raise money to keep the lights on. But many nonprofits have seen their revenue streams dry up in recent weeks.
It is kind of a perfect storm for them.
Lisa Maruyama runs the Hawaii Alliance of Nonprofit Organizations. It's a perfect storm because at the same time less money is coming in, demand is surging for the community services provided by many of her members.
Anybody who requires people to be together in one room is actually suffering. So like in the case of Goodwill, where all of their social enterprise retail stores have had to close, that's a huge source of income for them.
We had to lay off more than 60% of our total workforce.
Katie Chen is the chief operating officer of Goodwill Hawaii. The company is still paying health benefits for its furloughed retail staff. Chen says revenue generated from the sale of used goods normally makes up 45% of Goodwill's annual budget. That money pays for free community services like job placement, a tax filing clinic, and youth programs. With local unemployment as high as 30%, Chen says demand for Goodwill services is higher than ever.
Our Kapolei office, for example, the number of clients coming in to seek our help tripled in 1 week.
Goodwill Hawaii was able to secure a loan from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, which Chen says is allowing the organization to maintain financial stability. She's optimistic that Goodwill stores will be able to reopen with social distancing measures once state and county officials begin to relax the lockdown. Other nonprofits have been able to continue their operations with less of a disruption. Waikiki Health operates a network of healthcare clinics in Honolulu with discounted services for low-income patients. CEO Phyllis Dendel says patient volume is down about 30%, which means less money coming in, but she's committed to not laying off or furloughing any staff.
While it means we've got to tighten our belt, it is possible for us to continue to stay open.
Dendel says they received a community health grant from the federal government to offset unexpected costs related to COVID-19. They also applied for the second round of PPP. When the pandemic began, she set two goals for weathering the crisis.
One was to assure that our staff stayed healthy, that no one gets sick from working at Waikiki Health. And our other was to keep everyone on payroll for as long as we possibly could.
So far, they've accomplished both. There have been no positive cases of the coronavirus on staff, and all of the company's employees are still going to work, providing health care for vulnerable members of the community. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.